Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of She Designed. I am just doing a very quick episode today on the back of the one I did last week on healing myself from depression through manifesting and meditation. And I wanted to share this with you because I had a day about a week ago where I woke up feeling extremely flat and low. And I wouldn't say depression because it was just this one-off little moment. And in the past, when I have felt like that, it would just spiral and I would just go deeper and deeper down that rabbit hole. And I would, you know, just lie around the house and I would just feel sorry for myself and think about all the things that are going wrong in my life and just completely just go down the hole. And so what I wanted to share off the back of last week is that this is a really good example of how quickly now I move from that feeling through to a high vibe energy through the practices that I have been using for many years now. It's like a muscle that I've trained. And so now when I'm feeling like that, I can move through so quickly. It used to be that it would take me weeks to actually come out of a slump like that. Now, the other day, it took me about 2 hours. And that's a really big win for me. And it's something that I really need to acknowledge and celebrate and just pat myself on the back for, because it's huge to be able to pull yourself out of that kind of feeling into feeling happy and joyful. So what I just thought I'd share with you today is exactly what I did that day or what I could have done differently to actually help me move through that. And hopefully it's just something that if it is something that you work through and that you struggle with, that it might just remind you of different things you can do or encourage you to try different things when you're feeling like that. So the first thing I did, even though I did not feel like it at all, was I went into our little home gym that my boys have created and I get to use all of their equipment, is I went in there and just jumped on the exercise bike. I did not feel like doing it at all. It was the most pathetic ride on the bike ever. I turned on some music that I love, and I have to like admit a little secret here that I do really love Doof Doof. Marlon Hofstadt is one of my favorite DJs. So giving it all away here. So I put on my Doof Doof music and techno music is probably the right term. And I just got on the bike and I started moving. And very slowly, I sort of started getting a little bit more active in that movement, and I started riding the bike a little bit faster, and I did about half an hour on the bike. I then felt like I could do a little bit of weight, so I lifted some weights and did a few things like that. And so by this time, I'm still not feeling 100%, but I'm feeling better because I feel like I've moved a lot of that energy just from movement. So that's the first point here, is just move your body. For you, it could be a walk. It might just be a stretch. It could be turning on the music and just dancing around. It might be going to the gym, going for a run, walking the dog, doing yoga, whatever it is that you can fit in with the time that you have available. It might just be in the shower with the music up really loud and moving in the shower and dancing in the shower because you've got no other time. So whatever it is, to try and move that energy, that low vibe, flat energy out of your body. So the first one is to move your body. The second one is music. any kind of music that you know is going to lift your vibe and just make you feel better. Now, the third thing that I did this morning, because I didn't have a lot of time, normally I would try and do a meditation when I'm feeling like this, and I would try and to tap into my higher self and just sit in and just listen to my intuition and what I feel that I need to do in that moment to elevate and lift my vibe. But I didn't do that this day. I actually pulled out my oracle cards. Now, I have about 5 different boxes of oracle cards or angel cards, tarot cards in my little mix. And I've always chosen cards based on an energetic feeling. So if I go into a store that sells cards, I will choose one that I feel drawn to. And sometimes it can be the images, sometimes it can just be a feeling. So this morning I picked up my energy oracle cards, and it's actually their cards by Sandra Ann Taylor. And I picked them up out of the box and I literally just started to shuffle, and one of them flew out of my hand and onto the bed because I was sitting on the edge of the bed. So I kept that card as it was, and it was upside down. So I laid it down upside down. I then started shuffling again, and another one flew out. So I kept that one out then, and I wanted to get 3. So then I shuffled and I chose the 3rd card. Now, I thought I'd read to you what these cards actually meant and explain to you how they helped me in moving into a completely different mindset to get me out of that funk that I was in. So the first one that I pulled was the Angel of Balance. And as I said, she was upside down. So in the book, there's an upright and a reversed section that you can read. So the reversed one says, in this position, the Angel of Balance comes with a loving warning that something may be seriously out of proportion in your life. It could be an important emotional component, such as the lack of self-acceptance or self-care. Remember, however, that when you put yourself last, the universe will do likewise. Receiving this card reversed can often be a warning of lost energy, calling you to relax more, sleep more, or even just drink more water. Investigate how you may be out of balance in your time and energy regarding the externals and the internals of life. Now, it keeps going on, but I just wanted to read that part to you because just the night before, I have been getting a lot of migraines, and my husband said, are you drinking enough water? And I said, I don't drink any water. So the fact that it actually mentioned water in this was pretty cool. It said sleeping more. I have been going to bed too late. And I am not looking after myself. I know I'm not. I'm not eating as well as I should. I'm not sticking with my vitamins and things that I usually do. So for me, when I read this, I was like, okay, thank you. And then I went on to the next card. So the next one is upside down, called A Man Holding a Heart. What this card says is when this card is reversed, it could indicate a disconnect or even a total shutdown regarding your emotional life. It's time to open up and know that you can handle deep emotions and the energy they bring up. Whether it's grief, anger, or utter bliss, you can be comfortable in their experience and in their expression. Now, we've been going through quite a roller coaster of things personally in our lives with our aging parents and with our children and just life altogether. So the fact that it actually brought up about me being able to be comfortable in the experience of anger, grief, or utter bliss was really a great message for me. And so again, I thought, okay, thank you. And then number 13, which is the financial constraints, and this is upside down as well. This card reversed portends an increase in the money about to come your way. The previous constrictions have broken open and there's greater flow of money and other things. As more funds come in, you'll find that you have the freedom to take more risks, spend without the previous extreme precautions. The river of abundance is starting to flow your way, but don't be too cavalier. Always bring your consciousness to this and every aspect of your life. And so this was really cool as well, because we have come from a situation that was quite stressful financially and into a situation where we are in a more abundant stage of our life. And so having read these three cards, I kind of sat there afterwards and just felt a lot lighter and felt so much better. It's a knowing that I am being guided. It's a knowing that I am on the right path. And it's just realigning and resetting the fact that I just need to start looking after myself better. And I need to just give myself some grace in what we're going through personally at the moment as well. All of this probably took me around about an hour and a half. And by the time I kind of had breakfast and my coffee and sat down at my desk, I was a completely different person. I was so excited to get stuck into my work. I couldn't wait to speak to my girls inside Soul Led Stylist. I was just a different person. So I wanted to share this with you because these practices that I use and that I talk about in this podcast and that I will be helping women with on our retreat, these are the things that have changed my life incredibly. And this is just one example of how they have done so. I really hope this episode has supported you. My DMs are always open if anybody wants to come in and share something that they might be navigating or experiencing in their personal life. I am happy to share some tips or anything that have helped me in similar situations. And yeah, I'm an open book. I don't share everything on social media, but I do share with people who I really admire and trust. So please come into my DMs and let's have a conversation if you feel called to. Have a really beautiful day, and I will be back again next week.